Now we can return to news items. There's a jazz festival later in the year to look forward to, and a display of Woolham items at the Forum. Then there are sculptures at Felbrigg Hall Garden and an appearance on a Channel 4 show for a local bed and breakfast outlet. First of all, this summer's safari trail, Go Go Safari, is unveiled. A date has been announced for this year's Go Go Safari trail, and it needs you to help bring it to life. It's time for fans of the popular event to get ready to embark on a thrilling adventure as GoGo Safari takes over Norwich and Norfolk this summer from June the 23rd to August the 30th. The much-anticipated trail will feature 50 stunning large sculptures of gorillas, rhinos, giraffes, lions and elephants, each one beautifully decorated by talented artists and sponsored by local businesses. The charity behind the trail, Break, which supports young people in care, is now calling for volunteers to become trail rangers and play a key role in helping to bring the experience to life. Throughout the 10-week trail, trail goers can follow the trail on the interactive GoGo Safari app or by picking up a map from the Safari Hub located at the Forum. Once the trail concludes, some of the sculptures will be auctioned, with proceeds going directly to support Break's work.
45 years since it was started and 20 since it was cancelled, a popular music festival is coming back to the city. In May 2025, Norwich Arts Centre will host the return of the Norwich Jazz Festival, which originally ran at the St Benedict Street location between 1980 and 2005. A line-up of exciting performances will take place from May the 15th to the 24th at Epic Studios, Anteros and more venues across the city which are yet to be announced. Bradley Glasspool, Norwich Jazz Festival Artistic Director, said ahead of the event, "Our hope is that this new version becomes the first of many, with the ambition to grow across more venues in the years ahead."
An 80-metre-long replica of the D-Day landings made entirely from wool is coming to the Forum. The longest yarn is a collaborative project which commemorates the June the 6th, 1944, invasion of mainland Europe with a collection of hand-knitted scenes which tell the story of the build-up of the invasion itself and stories from those who took part. Headed up by Tansy Forster and her knitting project, which got carried away, it's coming to the American Library in the Forum in late February as part of a multinational tour.
A walled garden at a National Trust estate is home to a collection of metalwork sculptures. The artworks, inspired by the flora, fauna and fungi of the Felbrigg estate, have been created over the last 12 years by head gardener Tina Hammond Lou Bedford and artistic blacksmith Toby Winterbourne. The sculptures, made from galvanised steel, can be found in every corner of the garden. The site is known for its old espalier fruit trees, unusual plants and vibrant borders. The microclimate allows for the blending of native and exotic plants that can withstand extreme environmental conditions. The garden also houses the 18th century octagonal dovecot, one of the few remaining at National Trust places to shelter a population of doves. Mr. Winterbourne's sculptures add a wild and playful element to the garden. Highlights include a sculpture of the Roman god of wine and merrymaking Bacchus, and a troop of colossal mushrooms.
An award-winning bed and breakfast in Norwich has hosted competitors on a hit Channel 4 show. 38 St Giles Boutique Bed and Breakfast made its television debut on Four in a Bed. The popular reality show follows a group of B&B owners as they tour one another's establishments and compete to be voted the best host. Each competition airs across a whole week, with a different host's trip being shown each evening. Dennis Bacon, who opened the Bed and Breakfast 10 years ago, welcomed the competitors from boutique spots around the country alongside his daughter and managing director, Holly. The episode saw guests rank Dennis and Holly a 10 for their hosting, but they fell short on a few categories, including an unhappy guest getting a beanless full English, resulting in some lower scores. Despite the bean fee breakfast, all three guests agreed they would stay at the City Spot again.
Next, our first feature. Once again, Derek James comes up with an interesting little article in his nostalgia column in the Evening News. This time it's about the pub games of yesteryear. His article is read by Ian Robertson.